Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk.
And now, broadcasting live from another happy hour on 104.1 KQTH,
here's your host, Matt Russell.
Hey there, fellow foodies. What a delicious day it is here under the Sonoran Desert sun. And we are just so excited about this time of the year when the spring starts flirting with the summertime. You always find a great culinary and cocktail experience. We're coming to you live from one of the great places right in the middle of Main Gate Square, where there's always something going on 7 days a week. We are broadcasting live from the east end of Main Gate Square on the corner of Park and University. We want you to join us right now at the Dutch Eatery and Refuge. We are kicking it with a great happy hour. We got wonderful small plates. We got soups. We got grilled cheese. We have the war fries. That's right. Fries with a sambal, peanut sauce, mayo, and some onion. We got some great, thoughtful libations shaken up with love behind the bar. Come on out and join us at the Dutch Eatery and Refuge right here in the heart of Main Gate Square. And as we think about who our celebrity co-hosts are going to be every Saturday at 5, this one just made sense, fellow foodies, because we are just days away. In fact, next weekend is the inaugural Delicious Wishes event, which is happening on May the 6th from 5 to 8 p.m. right here in Main Gate Square at the Marriott Tucson University Park. And here to spend a little bit of time with us is our co-host for the hour. He is the Southern Arizona Director for Make-A-Wish Arizona, my very good friend, Mr. Rob Lanaster is here. Rob, what's going on, brother?
Thank you, Matt. My challenge is to match that energy level today. If I wouldn't awake before, I'm awake now. I will tell you.
Well, I tell you what, I get very excited about food and beverage.
Hey, I'm super excited about food and beverage, and I tell you what else I'm excited about. We are just a week away from our first Delicious Wishes event, but tomorrow, April 29th, is World Wish Day, because it is the 38th anniversary of our inspirational wish that a lot of people don't know, that this entire international phenomenon, as I like to call Make-A-Wish, was founded 38 years ago in Phoenix, Arizona.
What?
Yeah. When a group of people, Arizona DPS and a U.S. Customs agent, helped a little boy's dream to be a police officer. He wanted to be a motorcycle police officer. He had leukemia. He actually passed away 2 days after the event. But on April 29th, 1980, a small group of people helped make his dream, his wish, come true. And it was a two-day deal. He got to ride in the police helicopter. He got a badge. Mm. He was inducted as the first and only honorary Arizona DPS officer. His name is Chris Gracious. They made him a uniform overnight. He had an electric motorcycle. They put him through the motorcycle officer training. The next day, he got his wings, and the smiles were just amazing. And after, you know, he was buried at a family cemetery up in Illinois, and few people got together after, you know, Colonel Milstead, who was commander of Arizona DPS at the time, mm-hmm. sent two motorcycle officers up to give Chris a full police funeral. Mm. And when they came back, a few people were sitting around having probably some cocktails. Oh, no, I've met the founders. There were some cocktails. And one of them said, there's other kids out there. Let's go find them. And they put $37 in the middle of a table, and they created the Chris Gracious Make-A-Wish Foundation 38 years ago in Phoenix, Arizona.
And tomorrow is the 38th anniversary.
Of that happening.
And I had no idea. So like you say, Make-A-Wish has this global brand.
Global.
You'd be hard-pressed, Rob, to find somebody that's never heard the story of Make-A-Wish, but the fact that it is Arizona-born and bred.
Arizona-born and bred. There are 62 U.S. chapters. There are 40 foreign countries with chapters. Our national and international offices are in Phoenix. We're in Scottsdale. Our chapter office is in Scottsdale. Obviously, I'm down here full time. But we are the founding chapter of Make-A-Wish, and that, you know, the pride is just amazing.
And, you know, talk about pride. I mean, it just exudes, because you, Rob Lemaster, and your team, you are in the business of granting wishes to individuals that are touched by,
critical illnesses.
Critical illness.
What's changed in the 38 years is Chris's leukemia. In 1980, he had a 5 to 7 to 10% chance of survival, and you know we know how it turned out. Those same kids today have a 85-90% chance,
right?
But they still deserve a wish. They're still facing these life-threatening. We've changed life-threatening to critical because some people have told us that they thought that life-threatening was just a politically correct way to say terminal illnesses.
Right, right.
And they're not. About 80% of our wish kids are survivors.
And that's part that I mean. There's a that kind of reaffirms the therapeutic value of the wish. And it's not, you know, writing someone's last chapter in their story.
Not
it really
at all.
Is. It's a healing moment in and of itself. It's become part of their restoration.
It is, and there are some studies. There are some doctors. We have a national medical advisory team, and there's a pediatrician about 5 years ago, a neurologist in Cincinnati at the Children's Hospital there, that noticed one of the young men that went on his wish to meet his favorite NBA player, Chris Paul, came back and wasn't having seizures anymore. And he'd been having 2 or 3 seizures a week. And so he started following him.
Unbelievable.
And it went on 5 years. And he's not had a seizure since he came back from his wish. And one of the things is think about over 70% of our wishes involve travel. If you're going to travel and you're facing this critical illness, you've got to be able to travel.
Right,
your
right.
doctor has to sign off. So Dr. Patel got together with some of the other members of the medical advisory team. They came up with a standard. I don't quite understand it. I'm not a medical person. But they found a certain cancer that they found 500 kids that, okay, these 500 had a wish. And there's another 500 children in the U.S. that for whatever reason with the same type of cancer did not get a wish, okay, for whatever reason. So they studied their prognosis, their progress. And what they've found, and this study is in peer review right now. We hope it'll be published by the end of the year. But what they've found is a first-year savings after their quote-unquote finished with treatment of $126,000.
Oh, my gosh. In
lower medical expenses in 1 year.
Okay, so that's the stuff.
Tangible.
That's the only story that you ever have to tell for the rest of your career with this organization.
Exactly.
Because that's what this is all about. Okay, so we're going to take a quick commercial break, Rob. When we come back, we're going to be talking about how our listeners can get involved in the inaugural Delicious Wishes.
And help make these wishes come true.
Help make these wishes come true. Be a part of the story that these families are going to be blessed with. And do that alongside some of your great friends right here in Main Gate Square with some great food and some great beverages and all kinds of great camaraderie. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime,
awesome.
This is On the Menu Live. You're listening to Matt Russell. We're broadcasting live from the Dutch Refuge and Eatery, and we will take a quick commercial break. Stick around, fellow foodies. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
The culinary excellence of Chef Victor Padilla continues to make news on Tucson's dinner scene, but it's his brand new brunch menu that's all the buzz these days at his Hot Foothills Eatery, Commoner & Co. Victor's passion for food anchors each of his Sunday morning and midday meals. From the shrimp and creamy grits with mussels and calabrese salami to the commoner waffle with fresh berries, smoked honey, and bourbon butter. Yeah, I said it, bourbon butter! Or check out Victor's take on a Southwest classic, the pork carnitas chilaquiles, dotted with avocado, red radish, and a sunny egg, then lovingly drizzled with a house-made guajillo sauce. Throw in a couple rounds of commoner Bloody Marys or mimosas, and you have all the makings for the perfect weekend wrap-up. Brunch is served every Sunday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And don't forget to come back on Monday night for half-off bottles of wine. Brunch is the bomb this season at Commoner & Co. on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Kolb. I'll see you there. Rise and shine, fellow foodies. It's time to wake up and start your day the right way. With a craft cocktail, of course. Wait, what? Yes, our friends at the Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro in Northwest Tucson are giving all of us a great reason to get out of bed in the morning with their Wake Up Happy Hour, Monday through Thursday from 7 to 10 a.m. Get happy with some small breakfast dishes and cocktails for only $6 each, like their sweet potato fries, topped with an egg and homemade sausage gravy, paired with the girls' award-winning 24-carat margarita. Oh, yeah, that's the one made with the real organic carrot juice. Talk about a hefty helping of happy. Choose from a range of dishes and signature cocktails and have fun making the most out of your morning hours at Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro. Voted best place to eat gluten-free on North Oracle Road, just south of Rudisill.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from the Dutch Eatery and Refuge, anchoring the east end of Main Gate Square on Park and University, here with my celebrity co-host from Make-A-Wish, Arizona. We're lucky we have him here, the Southern Arizona director, Rob LeMaster. Before we talk about delicious wishes, it would be a disservice to our listeners were we to hoist our cocktails. Talk a little bit about what we're drinking. I'm going with the coconut G&T, so it's a great classic gin and tonic, fresh lime juice, but they actually bring a little bit of coconut water into the cocktail, so I'm hydrating and I'm libating all at the same time. What are you drinking?
I'm having a Lumberyard Red from Flagstaff, Arizona.
Beautiful. I love Lumberyard.
One of my favorite Arizona beers.
I'm digging on the craft brew community up in Flagstaff. Mm-hmm. I just love those guys. Mother Road, you know, my particular
Road,
favorite.
Dark Sky. Historic.
Absolutely. Love them.
Lumberyard, they're all awesome.
Well, we heard you talk a little bit about Make-A-Wish, Arizona, and and the game-changing, life-changing things that you get to do every single day for these kids and their families. But there's a way for our listeners to be a part of that story and do it with some people that love great food and beverage.
Exactly. What we decided... been talking about doing an event like this for several years. Jane from Main Gate Square and the Marshall Foundation, she and I did an event eons ago, and when we both had were working at other entities. And then I noticed that my counterparts, my good friends at Make-A-Wish North Texas, had created these Delicious Wishes events. And so I borrowed the idea. Our event graphic is much cooler than theirs. The knife, fork, and spoon saguaro is way cooler than theirs. And we reached out. We have a family. One of our Wish families has Travis and Sarah Derrick. I have a family connection with Romero and Kelly. And we talked to Jane, and we talked to our good friends, you know, Mark Van Buren at the Marriott. And we said, you know, is this thing possible? Can we maybe do this? And of course, with Jane, we had to schedule it around March Madness.
Right.
And then our original date, I looked up, and it was another large culinary event for another charity in town. And I said,
we can't
do that. So we moved it off a couple of weeks. But we're going to have a small, intimate event for a couple of hundred of our friends.
Love it.
And we have 9 restaurants that are going to be doing small plates, not little tiny samples. They're going to be doing small plates, 3 or 4 inch plates. Shamrock Foods has helped us with that.
Excellent.
And, you know, they're our restaurant sponsor.
Who are some of the restaurants that are going to be participating this year?
I'm glad you asked that question. We have Red Smokehouse and Tap Room, which Romero will be talking to him.
And he's actually going to be joining us in just a few minutes.
He'll be here in a few minutes.
That's what the paparazzi is circling around the room right now.
Exactly.
You know, they heard he was going to be here.
We have Saguaro Corners and CJ Hamm,
one
of the top guys. Gary Hickey and Charo Steak.
Love them.
We also have Ryan Clark from PY Steakhouse in Casino del Sol.
Three-time Iron Chef.
Greg Smith from the Marriott.
I'm hearing good things about
very good food over there. And there, you know, if you've not been over there, Marcus Van Winden, our host tonight.
Yep.
From the Dutch.
Yep. He'll be joining us a little bit later on in the show as well.
Right. And we will also have Sam from Mama's Hawaiian Barbecue is going to be there with some Kailua pork, I believe. And then one of our national Make-A-Wish sponsors that recently opened in Tucson is Topgolf. And they really wanted to be involved. They'll be doing some things off of their menu, but they'll also have a little chipping game and a putting game.
Fun.
And they're gonna bring some swag, and we're going to have fun. And then Whoops, a really cool coffee shop and macaroon and pastry
right here in
shop,
Main Gate
right
Square.
Here in Main Gate Square.
Right.
They'll be down here in a few minutes talking to us. So small plates, We're going to have basically, we're capped at 300 people.
Okay.
We still have a few tickets left. We have some VIP tables. It is a mix and mingle event.
So talk to our listeners about how the whole, so if I'm buying a ticket and I go to the event,
right.
What does it look like to me? How am I going to experience it?
What it looks like is the first hour is going to be cocktails. They're in the foyer, the beautifully redesigned foyer of the Marriott. We also will have some beverage sampling. Three Wells will be sampling.
Three Wells Distilling Company.
Three Wells Distilling.
Arizona in a bottle.
And we're working with a local distributor, and we'll have three Arizona craft beers there. They have it quite. It's a surprise. but one will be a local Tucson, and I think we'll have a couple of the Flagstaff.
Okay, great.
Breweries
great.
That we just talked about there. They'll be doing sampling. Everything they sample will be for sale there at the hotel bar. Tickets, $60 a person, $100 for a couple.
Wow.
Very, very reasonable.
Jeez, Rob.
We do have, it is mix and mingle. We do have some reserve seats, and those are VIP tables. That's a table of 10 for 1,000.
Okay.
But you get your seat. You also will have runners. Each VIP table will be paired with a restaurant. And we'll have runners that will bring food from that restaurant to that table.
Oh, what a great idea.
You still can get up. You have access to all the others, but to do that. And we will have 9 Wish Kids there because each restaurant will be paired with a local Wish Kid to be their honorary sous chef.
Oh, my gosh. How cool.
Now, they're
is
not
that?
Free labor for the chefs. They're honorary sous chefs.
Now, these are kids that have actually had wishes granted?
They've had wishes granted. They'll be there to talk about their experience. They range in age from 7 to 19. Their experiences range all the way from spending a week with Lego designers in Denmark to eating croissants at the Eiffel Tower to being a published author
to
being a VIP at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade last Thanksgiving to swimming with the dolphins in Hawaii.
These are the kinds of experiences that our listeners can help contribute to
exactly.
And help to shape for these families. Again, it's happening Sunday, May the 6th from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Marriott University Park Hotel. Tickets are just $60, guys. You can get 2 for $100, or you can go up to the VIP
the
table.
The VIP. Now, from 6 to 8 will be the actual tasting, or 8's kind of whenever, it's from 6 to whenever they kick us out of the...
Or until whenever Ramiro goes home.
Because
that's generally how people set their watches.
When Ramiro goes home,
the party's over. How can people get tickets, Rob LeMaster?
They can call my office at 731-9474, or they can go online to arizona.wish.org/deliciouswishes. It'll take you right to the event webpage. They can get their tickets right there.
That's not the last time you're going to be hearing about that website or this telephone number on this live broadcast. Rob LeMaster, we're going to take another quick commercial break. Thanks to our sponsors. We got to pay the bills. And when we come back, we've got a guy here who said absolutely yes, 100% to being a participant in this event. And he and his wife actually showed up big. His Romero Scavo from Red's Smokehouse and Taproom is going to be here. In the meantime, you're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Don't go away.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here, and I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road. Or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778. Imagine, if you will, the vibrant flavors of Spanish cuisine, the fresh aromatics of the mountains and valleys of Portugal, the warmth of an embrace by the Italian coastline. These images are brought to you by some of the most delicious extra virgin olive oils under the sun. And you can give your palate a passport to the olive capitals of the world by stopping into Alfonso's today. That's Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. These ultra-fresh oils range from mild to robust, some with subtle notes of fruit, tomato, and grass, and others with notes of brine, herbs, and spice. And each of them is perfect for cooking, for finishing and drizzling, or simply enjoying neat with fresh baked bread. And then have some fun by sampling their portfolio of fused and infused oils, like one of my favorites, the wild mushroom and sage. Pair your favorite oils with their more than 20 aged balsamic vinegars and let the party commence! Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics on the southeast corner of River and Campbell and the southeast corner of Oracle and McGee. And don't forget, as Tom and Nancy Alfonso say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. See what they're pouring today, fellow foodies, at alfonsooliveoil.com.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And we are shaking and stirring on this live broadcast, Metal Foodies. Thank you so much for tuning in like you do every Saturday at 5 o'clock. We are broadcasting live from the Dutch Eatery and Refuge, right on the corner of Park and University. And one of my favorite places in all the galaxy is Main Gate Square, here with my celebrity co-host from Make-A-Wish, Arizona, Rob Lemaster. You're almost done with your beer, Rob.
I am.
We still got another 35 minutes left
of
the show. He's got water. You know what? Let me buy you another beer, Rob. Anyway, as I said earlier, when you want something done in this community, you just talk to the Scalos. And that's how it is. You want to talk about someone who has a spirit and a passion and a heart for getting involved in the community. And it's not just about, you know, food events. I mean, yeah, he's a Iron Chef. He cares deeply about you know what his brands mean here in this community and how he in fact does change lives through food and beverage. But he's just doing it because he wants to do the right thing. And I don't know what else to say about this guy other than the fact that it's always a pleasure to have him on the show. He is the man behind Red's Smokehouse and Barbecue, good friend Ramiro Scavo.
Hello, thank
What's
you.
Up, Miro?
What's going on? How are you?
I tell you what, I love hanging out here on University Boulevard,
dude. Oh, it's so great, isn't it?
Jeez, having a blast. Well, look, we're going to be talking about delicious wishes here in just a couple of minutes, talking about what Red's has up your sleeve.
Sure.
And about how you and Kelly really started from the beginning with Rob Lemaster to really make this event a success. We're so excited about it. But our listeners want to know, man. I mean, you're playing with fire.
Yeah,
when you're running the smokehouse, there's probably going to be fire and smoke.
Man.
What happened? A couple weeks ago, you got a little, little lick of flame.
A couple weeks ago, I got a call. Not one of those calls you like to get. And when you're in the restaurant business, you're used to your phone ringing in the middle of the night. This one, though, was a little more scary. And we heard that the fire department was about to bust in because the kitchen was on fire.
The kitchen, so literally your kitchen caught fire.
Literally the kitchen. And if you see Red's, you know we have those big glass garage doors, all the glass everywhere. Our neighbors who were closing down across the street over at the Fuku Sushi said they could notice it. They're like, yo, we looked up and we could see that it was glowing over there.
Bring the ribs. Bring the ribs. Don't waste a moment of flame.
That's what Marcus said. Marcus said, hey, they're smoking a little earlier than usual because we usually start around like 4 or 5 in the morning.
Right.
And this is at 1 or 2. And he's like, hey, I just thought it was a normal day.
Well, you know what? The fire did take a toll in the kitchen, but you know what? It's a good thing that that the first responders responded, I guess, so quickly, because it could have been a total loss.
It could have been really bad. Okay, it could have been much worse.
So this was contained in the kitchen.
Yes.
Okay. So the Myron Nixon. Do we need to do like a GoFundMe to get you a new smoker?
Old Bessie's got a big makeover coming.
She's got a big makeover.
Poor girl.
I know our listeners are so eager to know when you're going to open the doors at Red's Smokehouse and Tap Room again. I mean, they're Jonesons for some barbecue, man.
We're working hard. We're doing what we have to do, but we do have a process we have to go to.
Yeah.
So we're looking at about 8 to 10 weeks.
Okay. All right, 8 to 10 weeks. Look, I'm patient. Rob. We have some killer Q there at Red's.
We do.
We can hang.
We can hang. The other thing is, and I'm hesitant to say this, and don't tell any of the other restaurants that are involved in the Delicious Wishes.
Yes.
But the same night this came down, and Romero and Kelly have been supporters of Make-A-Wish for years through some family connections. Micha's. They're fired. Same day. They've been huge supporters of Make-A-Wish monetarily in honor of a family member. And then a year ago, the top-selling Wish Star location, Denny's location in the state was the one at River and Oracle.
Oh, yeah.
So
right.
Don't tell any of the other restaurants involved
that
those three places have been huge supporters of Make-A-Wish. But anyway.
Eight to ten weeks, they'll be open. So why are you getting involved in this Delicious Wishes? I mean, look, you've got a lot on your plate
getting a
restaurant open again.
You know, what's interesting is we do a lot of events, and you're always there for the community. You're always there for the event, but you always do a little bit for your restaurant.
Yeah.
You know, you want exposure. This event, when you read the cause, what we're doing, the stories behind it, you don't even worry about yourself. You say, I'm there. I can cook. I know lots of people who can cook. I know lots of people who can get food. We'll be there. I don't need any other information.
That's exactly what heart and soul looks like at the center of the plate. Now, have you thought about what you're going to be cooking on this?
You
give us a little tease?
Yeah, well, I've been jonesing a little bit. I haven't cooked in a little bit, so I'm really excited. And my theme is I'm gonna get in the mind. I'm gonna get in the mind of a crafty, passionate bistro chef who's going to take a barbecue tour.
Oh.
And instead of just coming back and doing, you know, like, ribs or what have you. What we love to do, I want to kind of mash it up, you know, as opposed to taking that pork shoulder and pulling it right away. I want to press it, you know, in that old French style press it.
See, that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about.
Cut it and then heat it again and make it just beautiful. Oh, yeah.
You know you got to be bringing some pork love, though. I mean, I drink that stuff.
Yeah.
I drink it.
Oh, the pork love.
Oh,
yeah.
It's like a libation for me.
Well, that was one of my top four questions after we got the call. How's this? How's that? How's the pork love?
Yeah.
Was the pork love? How was all the, you know.
The moment the pork love is compromised, things just go bad. But anyway, thank God the pork love was saved.
Yes.
Anyway, it's Ramiro Escavo and his lovely bride, Kelly. They are going to be visiting with you again in this great event happening on May the 6th. It's Delicious Wishes. You can get tickets now, arizona.wish.org/deliciouswishes. Ramiro Escavo from Reds. I will be first in line when that door opens up again. Thanks so much for getting us caught up on everything.
Thanks for having me.
We're going to take a quick news break and thank some more of our valued sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about macarons. Not macaroons, macarons. In this live broadcast from the Dutch. Stick around, fellow foodies. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Matt Russell, and you've heard me talk about Tino's Pizza for quite a while. Not only for their consistency and quality ingredients, but simply for the way they've done business here for nearly 35 years. You see, their family business is built on relationships. It's about a great staff with a style of service that keeps the customer at the center of everything they do, while serving up pizzas, calzones, wings, salads, wines, and craft beers, all in a setting that captures the essence of those neighborhood pizza places that we all remember growing up. So whether it's meeting friends and family there for a casual lunch or dinner, swinging by for some food and growlers to go, getting it delivered directly to your door, or having them cater your next special event, just ask yourself, isn't it time for Tino's? Tino's Pizza, open daily at 6610 East Tanqueverty Road, just across the street from Trail Dust Town, or check them out online at tinospizza.com.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from another delicious happy hour here at the Dutch Eatery and Refuge, which anchors the east end of Main Gate Square, here with my celebrity co-host for the full hour, Southern Arizona director for Make-A-Wish Arizona, a man who changes lives every day and calls it work.
I know. It's the most amazing thing I've ever done in my life.
I tell you what, just a couple of things about Main Gate Square, since this is one of our favorite places. These guys are going to be kicking off something on May the 25th called the Main Gate Escape. It's kind of a food scavenger hunt. They call it like a beer crawl, food crawl, and scavenger hunt. Walk into a bar, it's like the Main Gate Escape. It's going to be first on May 25th from 5:30 to 8 o'clock. And for $40, you get to solve 10 puzzles and receive 10 featured items from mystery restaurants and businesses all around Main Gate Square. And you and your team will kind of solve puzzles while you enjoy food and drinks and, of course, a lot of other prizes at each mystery location. It's the first event of its kind like this. MainGateSquare.com/escape. Always, I mean, like, you get Jane and Chris from the Marsha Foundation
together.
I was
going to say, that has Jane's fingerprints all over it.
Totally. Oh, there's something else that has a lot of fingerprints all over it, especially my fingerprints, and it's the French macaron. And here to dispel so many myths about what it is and what it isn't is the one of the women behind Whoops! Bake Shop here in Main Gate Square. The lovely Allie LaPelle is here.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Am I saying it right? Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Yes, you're saying it right.
Oh, my gosh.
So many things to clarify about the French macaron.
Can we please do that?
Yes.
Right, so okay, my wife and I did a two-week trip in France and Spain last fall. We cruised down the Rhone, had a wonderful experience. Charcuteries and so fromageries and we went into a pastry shop and we ate and drank our way through France and Spain for a couple of weeks. One of the things I learned, Ellie, is that a macaroon is not a macaron. So we wanna make that case right now. So what are you serving at Whoops these days?
Yes, so we specialize in French macaron, and macaron is spelled first of all with one O, M-A-C-A-R-O-N, not the two O's. The two O's are the shredded coconuts that is mixed with egg whites. We call the macaroon the ugly cousin of the French macaron. That is how you tell the difference.
Okay, yes.
And they're very colorful.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's a vibrancy.
Vibrancy.
I mean, you walk into Whoops and... right there on University Boulevard, and it's like the end of the rainbow.
Exactly.
And that's just sort of this wonderful part about the brand, because it's alive, it's vibrant, it's fresh, it's fun.
You're hired.
Okay. I noticed you didn't bring any macarons.
I know.
We'll forgive you this time. But get us current on what's happening at Whoops these days. I mean, this is just such a fun concept.
Oh, yeah. No, there's first of all, we're coming in with great new flavors this season. We're bringing in a mojito macaron and a margarita macaron. And we're having bright summer flavors that are just, you have to try them. We just now this month brought in a blueberry cheesecake. That is divine. And what's really great about the macaron, if you haven't had them, is they're known for being true to flavor, which means when you taste a blueberry cheesecake macaron, it takes you away to having a cheesecake. You have this wonderful flavor experience. So we are all, I mean, we've been well welcomed by the Tucson community, and people are just... They didn't know what a good macaron was until they came to our shop, and that's been really, really pleasing for us.
What about the texture of the macaron?
Right. So the macaron, the shells are made out of almond flour, egg whites, and sugar whipped together, so it creates a meringue lightness to it.
Oh.
And then they're filled with ganache, which is chocolate heavy cream infused with whatever flavor you're having. And so it has this duality of the soft crispiness of the shell and the creaminess of the ganache. That is, if there's no other kind of cookie experience, and it's really more of a pastry than a cookie, that you can find in that type of category of dessert.
I think, and Mother's Day is like right around the corner. I mean, I can't imagine, you know, my mother, oops, I mean, whoops, she listens to this show. Oh, the secret's out, Mom. But she doesn't
know what flavor.
That's right. It's a little mojito from Mama.
Well, right. So we have over 20 flavors at our shop. So there are flavors for everyone. They're ranging from lemon tart to Nutella, which is our bestseller, red velvet cookies and cream. Speaking of Mother's Day, though, we are also very much well known as a gifting shop. And for Mother's Day, we are introducing a whole bunch line of gift boxes that have wraps that have Mother's Day greetings on it. We also are going to be bringing in printed macaroons that will say things, very fun sayings on the macaroon itself. And so we really are, when you are in a rut for a gift, or you want to actually do something very special, because a macaron it's a delicacy. People don't treat themselves to it very often. We have a whole array of gift boxes from small to large to any budget that you can fit.
And how do you start that conversation with your customers? You want to have them give you a call, just come on in, make an appointment, sit down? How does that work?
That works all of the above. Certainly, you can come into our shop. Our shop is a beautiful shop that has not only the macarons but other pastries. It adds an aesthetic feel to it that makes it a special trip in and of itself, whether you buy something or not. But when you come in, we start talking to you to find out what flavors you're interested in. If you have a special order or interested in catering or an event or a wedding, a macaroon tower, you can call us up and we will start that conversation with you and find the perfect element for your event. Or you can also go online, www.buywhoops.com/maingate, and you can order directly there and even have it shipped.
And you know what? Rob LeMaster comes and knocks on your door and said, hey, I got this idea for an event. We're going to be doing it right here at the Marriott, and we want to have you involved. And your first response probably is, I'm too busy, Rob. But you said, you didn't even think.
I dropped a name. I said Jane told me to come call
you.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, actually.
That's my hidden ball trick many times.
Yeah, actually, exactly. It's really funny because I had heard that this event was going on, and I hadn't yet spoken to him. And my first thought, I was like, wait a minute, why aren't we at this event? We love doing community events. First of all, the best part about my job is seeing how people react to macarons. They come in the store, and instantly they have a smile on their face. They're mesmerized by the colors and the flavors. And to do that in any community event is pleasing, but particularly for this cause, it is just even more special to us. And so we really literally didn't think of it about it for a minute. And of course, we love Main Gate, and we love working with you guys. And we're very excited also. We're going to be showcasing for dessert not only our macaroons, which are always the star of the show, but as I said, we have other desserts. We're going to be sampling Mar Alfajores, which is an Argentinian shortbread cookie. We're going to have brownie.
Say that again.
Alfajores.
Alfajores.
Yes.
It's an Argentinian shortbread cookie, Rob. Yes.
It's a shortbread cookie filled with dulce de leche rolled in coconut. They're delicious.
I can sleep well tonight because I learned something today.
We'll also be showcasing our brownie bites, which are really rich, made with three types of chocolate. We'll also be having mini muffins and mini regular cookies. And so we're going to be sampling all of those. Each dessert plate is going to be an array of flavors and textures
and
colors.
Color and everything.
Oh, but we're but I have to say, we're most excited. Well, not most excited, but what we're particularly excited about is the element of having the best looking display booth.
I was just going to say that. This is not a culinary competition, but we will have our guests will be voting on best presentation, which includes not only the presentation on the plate, but the best booth presentation.
Yeah.
We expect some people to kick it up a notch a little bit on have some fun stuff.
I would think the whoops people are going to really kind of set the bar pretty high.
That might or might not be why the Top Golf people said they're going to bring their chipping and putting, you know, stuff. That may factor in there somewhere.
Allie LaPelle from Whoops. It's right here University Boulevard and Main Gate Square. Get to know her. I mean, you just listen to her talk about food.
They're going
to
have the most colorful booth.
She exudes. Anyway, yeah, that's what we would expect. Allie, thank you so much for everything you do and for bringing this concept.
My pleasure.
For our palates to enjoy. Thank you so much. And go say hi to your sister for us.
Will do.
Anyway, we are going to now turn the microphone over. For the rest of the hour, because I'm going to get up and just go ahead and sit at the bar.
Yeah, we're just going to let Marcus talk.
Right, a guy you know, who has allowed us to run our mouths in his restaurant now twice. You know, he heard about this event, Rob LeMaster, and he knew that he wanted to get involved as well. And his lovely wife, Nicole, you know, they got together. They said, "Look, this is it's right here. It's a community thing. It's supporting a cause that they hold deep close to their heart." And the fact that they're right here in Main Gate Square, you know, I love the fact that. You know, most of the restaurants that you have involved are right here. I mean, it really is about connecting the restaurateurs here for a greater good.
Quite a few. And we reached out to most of them. There were some conflicts and some reasons that some of the others didn't. But part of the concept with this that we decided we would start small this year and have a fun little event and grow it. And so next year they can say, hey, guys, you need to be involved with this.
Exactly.
And you know, things like, somebody's getting married. I mean, what kind of excuse is that?
Yeah,
we're not to be involved.
We're not going to say who.
We're not going to out it.
I really want to.
No, but come on. Get your priorities right.
Well, there's a guy in Minyaskir who has his priorities right.
Yes.
And it's not just about his priorities. It's his customers' priorities. And I tell you, I brought my family here after church last Sunday and had this incredible breakfast bowl. Just chock full of kale and a wonderful spiced chicken sausage and poached eggs. And I mean, it's just this superfood in a bowl with that little Dutch twist. And the guy behind it is Marcus Van Winden. And, you know, he'll kind of look at you and say, yeah, that's what we do. It's real food prepared with an authentic regional expression. And he just wants to share his story with the community. And he's doing a great job. And his name is Chef Marcus Van Winden. Marcus, how you doing?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Oh, we're excited. Thank you for having us. I mean, especially on a busy day here at Centennial Hall, you've had quite the traffic here.
Yeah, a lot.
But anyway, congratulations to you and Nicole on all your success. You've been open for how long now here in Main Gate Square?
Almost a year.
It's almost been a year. We were here, I think, 6 months ago on family weekend. You know, helping to usher in my daughter to her first year at the University of Arizona. She's actually sitting here right now. She's a regular here at the Dutch, Marcus.
Oh, good.
And now she's here successfully saying that she has made it through her freshman year, and she's coming back next year. So that's all your fault.
Aren't finals like next week or something?
Katie, very confident. Finals next week?
Yeah.
Okay.
Some
have already started, she says. Okay. Anyway, Marcus Van Winden, You obviously have deep connections to this community and community causes. And so when Rob LeMaster talks about this Make-A-Wish organization and the privilege that he and his organization have to grant these wishes, these life-changing experiences for kids and their families alike, to be a part of that story was an easy decision for
you
to say yes.
Yeah, that was a really simple decision right away. Say yes. We do it for the kids, and just simple to say yes on something so simple. Spend some time with the kids and little effort is that.
Yeah, good to exactly, me. Exactly. So have you thought about what you might want to bring to the party on May the 6th?
It's right in front of you.
Oh, what a coincidence. All I got to do, okay.
You just have to. You all cannot right. see it but because we're on radio, but it is actually there. It's some shrimp, some squidding pasta, homemade. With some tomatoes, a little lemon. Keep it simple.
That pasta's amazing.
You're doing this. You're doing this for the event next week.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Oh, just a little squid ink pasta.
Pasta.
Just keep it simple. Talk to us about that. I see. You know, more and more chefs are using squid ink pasta, really bringing that jet black color to the pasta itself. Does squid ink bring any flavor, or is it just all about the color?
It's mostly that it brings some color, but there is a little slight sodium taste, and it kind of helps the pasta even more flourish in that sense. So it's actually really good to use some of the squid ink, because as that saltiness of the sea to it, and brings the flavor.
But you cannot just of the sea. Mm. I love that.
You cannot just add more salt to a dish just to get the same flavor profile.
Now, is this something that you have worked with on the menu here at the Dutch before? Or is this a new creation for this event?
No, we did have it over the summer because I like to keep it seasonal as well with the menus. So we had shrimps and then I changed it over. Right now we have buffalo meatballs with the spaghetti tagliatelle. So that is kind of the next version,
right? Yeah,
if that makes sense.
Absolutely. I love the texture of the squid ink pasta, Rob, because of course this is a guy that knows his pasta. You know, he isn't bathing it in the hot water for an hour, which would render it soupy. So there's still, and I love a great pasta chef that has a little chew, that has, as they say in Italy, it's al dente.
Yeah.
And you want to have a little bit of the resistance, because then it would be a little soupy, a little soggy. And it's that, you know, if it cooks for like 2 seconds too much, I think it's ruined. You've nailed the texture on this pasta.
And the shrimp is amazing. I was looking forward to this, and Marcus and Nicole and I talked last week. My wife and I are big fans of when we go on a cruise, we go on Holland America. And part of the reason is the food. And with your background from being an executive chef on the Holland America lines, you know, in the Pinnacle Steakhouse and when you go there, this is that type of food, and even up a notch. And I am going to try to sneak you in. I mean, you said you had the recipe for that halibut that's my wife's favorite. She's not listening tonight, so I'm not giving anything away. This is really incredible, Marcus. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Yeah, well, what I always say with guests ask for recipes, I always tell them, come 10 times, then I will give you the recipe.
We have a little punch card.
Yeah.
Just wonderful bright flavors, too. And again, the asparagus, the beautiful emerald color of the asparagus, the tomatoes, the shrimp is just beautiful. And this is you call this a simple dish. You're working with just a lot of wonderful, simple flavors, but they work so beautifully together.
Correct.
And that's what you're going to see if you go to Delicious Wishes again. It's on May the 6th at the Marriott Tucson University Park. Only $60 a person, $100 for a couple. You can go to arizona.wish.org/deliciouswishes to get your tickets again on May the 6th. Now, you mentioned, Chef, a buffalo meatball.
Yes, sir.
Is that something that's on your menu right now?
Right now.
Oh, and look, Rob, one just landed.
Wow.
Right on the table.
This is what I did yesterday for King's Day.
For King's Day. That was a big deal in your culture.
My wife describes it as an orange St. Patrick's Day. So
an orange St. Patrick's Day.
So,
orange with a J.
Yeah.
Let's set the record straight.
So this is a stampot en duivel met een bal gehakt.
Oh my gosh! Now, is this a you know how you when you go buy your produce, or I'm sorry, your proteins, and you get like U10 shrimp, which means 10 to a pound? This is probably like a U1.
Yeah, yeah. One is enough. It's a half
this
pounds.
Is like a weapon of mass destruction, yeah. Marcus Van Winden.
That looks like the 72-ounce steak dinner at the Big Texan Steakhouse in Amarillo. That's how big that meatball is.
Okay, so buffalo meatball. You know, I looked at grabbing a knife, and I said, I don't need a knife. That's just beautifully beautiful tender. Talk a little bit about the texture and the flavor of buffalo meat as compared to some of the more, you know, cuts of beef that our palates might be more used to.
So, yeah, buffalo meat brings more of that beefy flavor, which is kind of weird to describe it, but with the textures that we do over here.
And, right.
The flavor profile. So it's good. It's just good. It's deep and rich in flavor.
Buffalo meatball. And what's the secret ingredient in that, in the potato mash that I'm getting? There's something in there that's not...
I cannot tell you because I have to try that nine more.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to do a quick trivia question.
Good,
don't go
good
away.
Good try, Matt.
We have to take a commercial break, but I want you to talk about this event that's coming up on May the 5th, which kind of celebrates the Dutch culinary and cocktail experience. But let's give away a gift card to a restaurant. I'll have to reach into my goodie bag, or you know, maybe Marcus wants to give out a gift card, whatever. We'll figure it out. But Rob, have you thought about something fun we might be able to ask listeners today? Something fun, a little trivia question about Make-A-Wish, about you, about food and beverage, about, it's a blank canvas.
It is a blank canvas.
What's a good question to ask our listeners?
Wow. Put me on the spot. Okay. All right. CJ Ham.
Yes.
Will be one of our chefs. Mm-hmm. And he has Saguaro Corners. Saguaro Corners has been there eons.
Oh, great question.
What was Saguaro Corners, what did they used to be famous for?
Okay, but still as Saguaro Corners.
Still as Saguaro Corners.
So is there one item on their menu?
Not on their menu.
Okay.
What? There was something.
Oh, this is great.
Something that they used to do, that Frank Calvert used to do, that they were famous for. Actually, I'll accept one of two things. There was something on their table, and there was also something that the restaurant did.
All right, if you go way back in the history,
I'll take one of those two. If you can tell me what they were famous for having on the table. Or what they were famous for doing, or why people went out there.
Great questions. And you'll accept one?
I'll accept either one of those.
Okay, if you think you know the answer to the question, send me a note right now on themenulive@gmail.com. Again, on themenulive@gmail.com. First person in with at least one
at of least the two one of the two
that Rob says qualifies, you're going to be the lucky
extra
winner.
Extra bonus, not extra prizes, but extra bonus, for getting both of them.
It's okay, very good. We'll figure out what that bonus looks like. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank another sponsor. When we come back, we're going to wrap things up with Chef Marcus Van Winden talking about how he expects to celebrate his story throughout the summer months. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey, friends. You've already made On the Menu Live your weekend destination for the most delicious hour on radio. Come back Sundays for the most compelling hour on radio. American Warrior Radio with my friend Ben Bueller Garcia. Telling the stories of those who protect and inspire us. Sundays from noon to 1, right here on 104.1 KQTH, your weekend destination for great radio. Red Snapper with rice noodle puffs and tomato sauce. Chicharrones with jicama slaw, Thai chili, mint, and basil. Bison meatloaf with kiwi, melon, and mulberry. These are the kinds of specials that rotate regularly at Boca Tacos and Tequila. And you thought Boca was only about tacos? Think again! Fresh off her appearance on the Food Network's hit TV program Chopped, Tucson chef Maria Maison continues to blow our minds back home at Boca with daily specials that showcase the personal expression of her unique Sonoran story. With bold flavors, fresh ingredients, and the kind of kitchen creativity that made her a national media star. I've always loved Boca for gourmet tacos and premium tequilas, and now there's even more to love with their daily lineup of entree specials. Now, where was I? Hot noodle soup with a guajillo chili puree. Pan-seared salmon.
Boca Tacos and Tequila on 4th Avenue, just north of 6th Street. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 10 and Sunday 11 to 8. Check out their full menu today at bocatacos.com.
Welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from the Dutch Eatery and Refuge, in which anchors the east end of Main Gate Square on Park and University, here with our celebrity co-host Rob LeMaster. Now, Rob, you're a Southern guy.
Yes, I'm a Texan.
Texan. Oh, that's right.
Well, I'm not Southern.
All right. Well, there's a couple of states east of Texas, particularly the Bayou area.
Sorry, we're particular.
I understand.
That kind of
I have to do my regional.
Remember, you can always tell a Texan, but you can't tell us much.
Well, there's a guy who celebrates the flavors of the Bayou in the South, Travis Peters, of course, up there at the parish.
They're close enough to accept.
Yeah. Exactly. He just announced that this weekend, including tomorrow at brunch, which is where I'm going to be to try it, you know this whole Nashville hot chicken craze that everyone's talking about? It's just this super red, wet, hot, sticky chicken. Anyway, he's doing a twist on the hot chicken with soft shell crab. So it's called a Nashville hot soft shell crab sandwich with baby arugula, pickled red onion, and check it out, a crab boil aioli. Crab boil aioli. That's vintage Travis Peters. I'm going to go up there tomorrow for brunch and try that out, but you know, I know you're a fan of the parish, so
I am.
Good stuff. Anyway, if you want to get tickets to the Delicious Wishes event happening on Sunday, May the 6th, be a part of an incredible story that touches the lives of kids and their families right here in Arizona. Go to arizona.wish.org/deliciousdishes. Again, May the 6th from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Marriott Tucson University Park Hotel. Back here with Chef Marcus Van Winden, who announced the secret ingredient in the potato mash, but he did it during the commercial break, so you can't find that out until you come over here and get to know him and taste across his majesty here at the Dutch Eatery and Refuge. So, Chef, May 5th, you guys do this monthly thing here at the Dutch, and I'm going to mispronounce it, so I'm going to ask you to do it for me.
So, yeah, we're doing anal boils. So that is kind of for our local Dutch community here in Tucson. Surprisingly enough, there are about at least 300 Dutch
here in Tucson, Southern Arizona,
or at least affiliated.
Do they eat here 7 days a week, Chef?
Of course. I wish that was true.
Okay, but so this is a you call it borl.
A borl. Okay. So borl is basically an aperitif or like something you do right after you get out of work before dinner time. You do some borls and. We do some free beta ball during that time, during the anal boils. So if you or your spouse or your partner is it's Dutch, bring them along and come over here, check it out.
And you'll be treated like family. And you'll be made an honorary Dutch, even if you're not. You don't have to show ID. You don't have to bring your passport.
It's always good to wear orange.
Okay, wear orange. Yes, exactly. And that's the first one is going to be on May the 5th.
Correct.
What time?
Between 4 and 7, we meet here on this high table.
Okay, right here at the very table where we're originating our broadcast from, so they can catch the buzz here. Rob's going in like a champion on that buffalo ball, Chef. Just beautiful, a bounty of flavors and textures.
That's good stuff.
Again, the Dutch Eatery and Refuge, I think, have just thought inspirationally about what food should look like, should smell like, should taste like, should present. I mean, we've realized today again, Rob, that the dishes here are so artfully presented and plated because that's part of the story that his food tells as well.
Exactly. Just amazing. And you know, I'm so thankful that Marcus and Nicole decided to get involved in our event along with all the other great chefs that will be there to help us. We grant, in the state of Arizona, we will do 400 wishes this year.
Wow.
About 25%, right around 100 of those will be in Southern Arizona. It's just amazing. These kids are resilient. They have great stories. And if you want to hear some of the stories one-on-one, come on out to Delicious Wishes. We'll have 9 wish kids there as honorary sous chefs, and they'll be walking around telling their story to anybody that wants to know about it and helping us out some.
Yeah, and to me, that really is the unique part of this event, is that you can have an audience with these kids themselves who have been touched by chronic illness, who have had the chance to have a wish granted. That's going to be something they're going to be talking about and experience and sharing with everybody for their lifetimes. And
exactly.
Because of Make-A-Wish, they have lifetimes to share this news. And that begins with our listeners. Again, May the 6th from 5 to 8 p.m. At the Marriott Tucson University Park Hotel with Chef Marcus Van Winden and his team and all of the great chefs across Southern Arizona that you mentioned. Parting word from you, Rob.
I do want to say one thing, and I recognize that we are the day after the big Centurions party. So if there's any of your listeners out there that are going to the Centurions party and say, you know, I don't know, it's Sunday evening, If you come to our event, Delicious Wishes, and you can prove either with a cell phone picture or Facebook or whatever that you were at the Centurion's party, the bar at the Marriott will give you $1 off a Bloody Mary.
Oh, my gosh.
At 5 o'clock in the afternoon,
okay, well that,
you'll probably just be waking up, get up at 4, go to the Centurion's party, get up at 4, take a shower, please. Come down and see us.
You'll be jonesing for a Bloody Mary.
Prove you were there, and we'll give you a buck off a Bloody Mary. So there's no excuse not to go to both events.
That's the way Rob LeMaster rolls. It's all about creative solutions to problems.
Right, and it's all about community. Go support them.
Marcus, thank you so much for letting us hang out with
you. Support us.
Looking forward to seeing you and Nicole soon. If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website, onthemenulive.com, early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Rob LeMaster reminding you, if it's Saturday at 5, it's on the menu live. Cheers, fellow foodies.
Live.
Come on down to the Dutch.